Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What would you be willing to do if you were to guarantee a Super Bowl?
I'll tell you this. If I could guarantee a Super Bowl, there's a whole hell of a lot of things that I would do, and there's a whole hell of a lot of people that I could do away with. I will say that I wouldn't trade in any amount of money. I'll gladly cut off a finger if that's what it takes.
A finger?
I
mean, all right.
A finger,
all right.
Or a toe.
So what are we thinking? A pinky?
The most non-essential finger you have is your ring finger.
And I could part ways with my ring finger.
Well, how about that? Joe Casper, Eagles safeties coach there, says he would cut off his ring finger for a ring, which actually is kind of ironic because it's his ring finger and he would get a ring if they do win the Super Bowl. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. We're live today from Radio Row down in New Orleans. We're going to have Greg Olson with us a little bit later in this hour. We're going to have Elliot Shore Parks as well. Your phone call's coming up. But you know, we just heard Joe Casper there, Eagles safeties coach, saying he would give up a finger if it meant winning a Super Bowl. Hugh Douglas, if I could take you back to 2004, would you have given up a finger for a championship?
I gave up an arm, Joe. I gave up an arm. I remember when I came back to Philadelphia, and you know, a friend of mine said, "Fool, you better go back to Philly. They're going to the Super Bowl. They just got T.O. Trot came back to town," and I was on my money grab, and I remember getting a phone call from a close friend of mine. He said, "Fool, you better take your ass back to Philly. They're going to the Super Bowl." And I remember in that first game back, I tore my rotator cuff and a piece of my bicep, and Doc told me, he said, "Hey, you know, if you have this surgery, if we make it to the Super Bowl, you're not gonna be in the game because you know the lengthy time that it takes to recover from that is lengthy." So I looked at it and I said, "You know what, man, this is probably my last go round. So I want to be on the field for that." Now, and another thing was that we were in a position where we had just locked the roster in, and there was nobody else out there that the Eagles could get. So they would have been a man down out there playing. So it was a sacrifice that I made, man, and I know I wasn't the player that I would have liked to be in that situation, but I wasn't going to miss it for the world. And as the months progressed and my arm got worse, I mean, it got to the point where it was like, hey, it was at the point of no return. Wasn't gonna play anymore, but I was a part of the journey, you know. Didn't contribute the way that I wanted to, but to be a part of that journey, man, I wouldn't have changed that for the world.
Well, and how to change your chances of playing more than that, right? Like
because
if you had surgery, you probably have a better chance of playing the next year.
Listen, if I would have had surgery, because I only had a one-year deal with the Eagles, I probably could have caught on with another team.
Yeah.
I would have been in training camp, and who knows what would have happened, because I would have been in a better situation to actually be healthy. And who knows, maybe I could have got a couple more three sacks in a game or whatever.
Does she do anything for us?
Yeah, maybe I could have did that, but I knew that by putting myself in that situation that I probably wasn't going to play anymore, but I was okay with that.
So how about that? Hugh Douglas gave up an arm for the Eagles to try to win a Super Bowl.
A whole arm.
So what's a finger for Joe Casper?
What's a finger? Man,
now, if you had to give up a finger, which one would you give up?
Probably one of the pinkies.
Pinky?
Pinky finger.
You can't get rid of the thumb. The thumb's crucial.
No, you need the thumb. That's the one. It's the thumb and one of these middle fingers right here,
crucial.
Right, that you need.
You can't,
so, like,
you can't do anything without your thumb.
Yeah. So probably the pinky.
See, Joe Casper said he would give up his ring finger, but don't you need the ring finger to put the ring on?
Like, that's, yeah, I think he's a little bit – that's a lot. But, man, this game and being in this situation, I appreciate everybody's passion for this moment and all this stuff, but it's different when you actually play in it.
Well, no question.
I couldn't part with any bananas. Fingers, I don't think.
You wouldn't part with a finger?
No.
How about a toe?
No. Oh,
come on.
I don't know. I have a few friends I don't really care for that I'd sacrifice for the Super Bowl.
So your own fingers and toes, no, but you'd give up another human being?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
this is about me at the end of the day.
I know it is. If we polled the city of Philadelphia and asked people this in 2017, I think everyone would have given up something significant. I'm not sure if it's the same quite the same now. You know what I mean, Kyle? Like, not that people don't want them to win, but they finally got one. It's not quite the same
different.
Fervor.
Yeah, it's this place was rabid and dying for a championship in general, let alone a Super Bowl championship. And not that people still don't care or don't care anymore, but it's you could definitely feel it a little bit less than you did at that time.
Yeah, I think people are less likely to give up fingers, toes, or their people they know. Yeah, it's just a little bit different. 215-592-9494. Now, Brandon Graham has sacrificed here, trying to come back here off of the obviously the what thought was thought to be a season-ending torn triceps. So there is an update here, Hugh. According to Jordan Schultz, Brandon Graham said he remains on track to play Sunday in what will be his final NFL game. Hugh, that was the thought, that this was going to be BG's last year anyway. But remember he got hurt, and then it was like, well, maybe he's going to come back next year because he doesn't want to go out that way. It feels like it's come back full circle. If BG's probably going to retire after this game. This is probably his last game.
Yeah, and he'll probably retire and walk in and start working with us at some point. But yeah, I mean, what a way to go out, man. I mean, if he gets a chance to play in this game and play well, you couldn't ask for a better ending to a storied career.
There's no question. He's had an amazing Eagles career, and hopefully he's got one more play left in him here. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Does Jalen Hurts need to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday in Super Bowl 59? It's funny, most of our callers today have said no. Twitter, though, says yes. 55% say yes, 45% say no. Let's grab Bill in Warrington. We got Greg Olson coming up in about 15 minutes. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Bill.
What's up, man?
Been about a 2.5-hour wait, but great to talk to you guys again.
Well, Bill, we appreciate your patience, and we're happy to have you on the show.
You guys are either raking in dough, or I'm one of the biggest dorks on the planet. But either way, it's all good.
Both.
Yeah, we can. Quick, I like that. Go ahead, Bill.
I'll get right to the point because I know she doesn't like a long talker. But the defense, I think, is going to be a huge key. Like, my question for you is, how much better is Kansas City's offensive line than the Washington Redskins? Is it
they're
that much better?
I think they're pretty good offensive line.
But much better than the Redskins?
They're better offensive line.
So what I would say to that, Bill, is their interior seems to be what everyone has told us.
They're a little nasty.
So
they got nasty about them.
My reasoning is.
You asked the question.
Patrick Mahomes is not getting away from Nolan Smith like Jaden Daniels did. He's not as fast. So he's going to make him get a little crazy, and he's going to do his new look throw passes to the middle, and Cooper Dejean's going to eat him up, I think. This is going to come down to defense because I think Nolan Smith's too fast for everyone. And he's going to put a lot of pressure, and then Brandon Graham's going to go out on his shield. He's going to be hype. So Nolan Smith might be feeding him or vice versa, but Smith is fast. And Jaden Daniels, he did well, but, I mean, there Patrick Mahomes is no Jaden Daniels when it comes to running and mobility.
He's not, so I think we'd agree with that. But Mahomes has a tendency, Bill, to break off big run. Like, there's something about Mahomes, too. He's deceptively fast.
He is. Listen. Let's not go in there in this game thinking that he's not going to – he has the ability to run.
He does.
He does. Man, he has the ability to run. Man.
The wild part is he saves his running
does.
For the postseason. He doesn't run much during the season. Then you get to the January and February, and he's running all over the place.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, he's so fast. And if Daniels couldn't really get away, I don't know if Mahomes is going. I just think he's going to end up throwing passes to the middle, looking for Hopkins or somebody, and I think we're just going to have – Cooper Dejean's going to be there picking him off. I just see it happening.
Well, that'd be huge. I mean, Bill, I mean, I want that to happen. And then I think Nolan Smith's an X factor. Is the way it's been framed to us, Hugh, from the people we've talked to in Kansas City this week, and we have our neighbors next to us. We hopped on their show the other day. The way they frame it is the interior of the Chiefs' O-line. That's their strength. Their tackles, that's where you might be able to get them. So maybe Nolan Smith has a huge game.
Yeah, but if, like, I think the reason why Nolan was able to eat is because of the pressure Jalen Carter was allowed to bring from that middle position. It's going to be a little different. Nolan's probably going to have to work a little bit harder to get sacks, but I can see that being the case. That Big Red's not going to let Nolan Smith tee off on his quarterback now. When they get in pass situations, you best believe there's going to be a chipper over there. There's going to be somebody that's not going to give Nolan Smith that free release that he's wanted. And then on top of that, the quarterback is going to know that there's going to be some times where he's probably going to be running free. he's going to let the ball go.
And Mahomes does that. There was a lot of Chiefs games this year where their protection wasn't great, and he just got it out very, very quickly. He does that, and it's going to be a big part of the game Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. We'll also be joined here by Greg Olson, Fox broadcaster. He called the last Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl 2 years ago. We'll have him with us here. His thought on Jalen, on this game, on the Mahomes matchup, Fangio versus Reed. We will talk to Greg Olson live here on Radio Row coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. True Green is the local expert in Philly and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a lot about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy